This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my ultimate pleasure to welcome Dr. Hatem Al-Aldad to the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks again for joining us in the studio.
Jazakallah.
Well, Doctor, it's an amazing journey that we're going on together. And I want to take this programme today because we're approaching the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and I want to share with the viewers at home the virtues of the last 10 days of Ramadan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. The last 10 days of Ramadan are considered to be the most virtuous days of the whole year. Some scholars said that there are two groups of 10 days.
Right.
The last 10 days of Ramadan and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah.
Okay.
So they were saying that the more virtuous days of the whole year are the last 10 days of Ramadan. Some other scholars said no, the most virtuous days of the whole year are the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Mm. Some other scholars said, like Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, in terms of the nights, the last 10 days of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the most virtuous nights of the whole year without any discussion.
Right.
But in terms of the days, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the days, not the nights, the days of Dhul Hijjah are more virtuous than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Wow. So, generally speaking, those 10 days are a very unique opportunity for all of us.
Definitely.
And every single minute of those 10 days and those 10 nights of Ramadan is considered to be a mine of gold. Mm. I'm really surprised to see that our brothers and sisters are very keen on materialistic things, and whenever there is a season for trade or business, they don't waste any single minute.
Yes.
When for example, this period is a good period for business, is a high season.
Of course.
They don't waste any single minute of that.
Dr. Hatem, I totally agree
with
you.
And the highest season for ibadah is the last 10 days of Ramadan,
yes.
And yet we lose a lot of this.
SubhanAllah.
See, as we are talking about again philosophy of Ramadan and fasting, let us imagine that there is a wealthy king, not just a normal king, a wealthy king, who said to the people, I will have a competition and I will be visiting this city. I'll be visiting different cities in my kingdom. And whenever I visit a city, those people who meet me in that city, I will give each one of them, let us say, $1 million.
Okay.
And I will give him a big property in any place he wants or she wants. So, for example, we have city A, B, C, and D. So he said, I will go and visit all of these cities during this period, and whenever whoever meets me and maybe shakes hand with me, I will just give him $1 million and a property in any place he or she chooses. And he said, I have one condition. The only condition is I will not tell you when I'm going to visit A or B or C or D.
Okay.
I will visit them randomly. So it is up to you to go outside to receive me in during those 10 days.
Yes.
Because in one of those 10 days, I might be there. Now, I'm asking you, Brother Rafi, if you hear about this and you see, you think about it, we have an opportunity of 10 days. Just go every single day to meet the king. And one of those days, definitely, we are going to get $1 million and a big property. Do you think that there is anyone in the world who hear about it, or anyone in the kingdom of that king who hears about this, does not go to get this opportunity?
Definitely. We'd be there, the first opportunity, we'd be there straight at the hour.
People will live there.
Yes.
People will live there.
Definitely.
Not to miss the opportunity of meeting the king.
For sure.
Because they will say, oh, it's just a matter of 10 days. Let us work hard on those 10 days. And on the opposite of those 10 days, we are going to get what? We are going to get $1 million and a big property.
Of course.
The last 10 days of Ramadan have Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I was given Laylatul Qadr, the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr. I was given the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr, but I forgot it. But I was told that you need to seek Laylatul Qadr in one of the 10 days of Ramadan, or in one of the last 10 days of Ramadan.
Okay.
This is Laylatul Qadr. What is Laylatul Qadr?
Yes.
Laylatul Qadr, either we can say the translation of Laylatul Qadr, Qadr means honor, mighty, or value.
Okay.
This is Qadr. Now, this Layla, this night, or some people translate it as the night of power. It might not be an accurate translation. I don't want to get into
the political
this,
views.
But
yes.
Qadr means value,
right.
Status. This is the original meaning of Laylatul Qadr. It's not Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Okay? So, this night is a very distinguished night. The Quran was revealed in Laylatul Qadr. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this, that the Qadr, what Allah Jalla wa Ala is going to reveal, what Allah Jalla wa Ala is going to decree for the coming year, will be revealed from the preserved tablet to the lower heaven during that night. Otherwise, Allah Jalla wa Ala decided everything in the past before Laylatul Qadr. But there is the yearly, you can say, decree. The yearly decree, and the yearly decree takes place in Laylatul Qadr. That's why it is the night of honor.
Yes.
It is a very distinguished night. It is the most important night throughout the whole year. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make i'tikaf during the last 10 nights of Ramadan in order to meet Laylatul Qadr. And all of us know, we all know the surah. The Surah Al-Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We have revealed the book in the night of Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala says what? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of Qadr, this night, is better than 1,000 months.
Yes.
1,000 months means how many years? 83 years. What does it mean that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months? The scholars said that the ibadah during Laylatul Qadr is better than a ibadah for 83 years.
Yes.
And some scholars said that Allah Jalla wa Ala knows that the ages for this ummah will be short.
Definitely.
And Allah Jalla wants the people of this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be the best. Yes. So Allah Jalla wa Ala honored us. Look at this. This is the mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala honored us, honored the people who came after Muhammad, the ummah of Muhammad, by this chance that if you meet Laylatul Qadr, if you witness the Laylatul Qadr, if you have ibadah in Laylatul Qadr, then your productivity, life will be increased, because your lifespan will be 60, 70 years, plus how many Laylatul Qadr you did ibadah in. So if you did ibadah in only one Laylatul Qadr, your life will be increased by 60 years plus 83 years of ibadah. So you will be able to compete with other nations who used to have long life. In fact, as some scholars said, imagine that person who for the past 60 years, for example, this person died when he is on his 80 or 75.
Okay.
So he was doing ibadah for 60 Ramadans.
Right.
60 years and 60 Ramadans. Okay?
Okay.
So, and every year he is doing ibadah and he is getting Laylatul Qadr, getting the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Means he is getting expansion in his life 60 times 83 years. Imagine how long his life will be.
A huge.
His life will be that long, and all of this will be considered as ibadah for him, subhanallah. That's why any sane person who knows about this, he should be so keen to do what? To do ibadah.
Definitely.
Seeking Laylatul Qadr.
MashaAllah. Thank you so much, Doctor. Definitely, it is something to think about. You know, it's amazing. That's all we have time for right now in this part. Well, stay tuned. We're just going to take a quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back to the Philosophy of Fasting. Well, as you know, we're talking about the virtues of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Dr. Hatham, you know, we were talking about before the break about the last 10 days of Ramadan and the virtues. Okay, so let's take me for an example, or any reverted Muslim that wants to do i'tikaf and wants to perform the last 10 days. What will happen to me? How can I perform it, and why will it benefit me?
Okay, bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. If the person can do i'tikaf in those 10 days of Ramadan, that is the best thing.
Okay.
If the person cannot do i'tikaf for whatever reason, he goes to work or he had some other commitments, then at least he should observe Qiyamul Layl throughout those 10 days of Ramadan.
Right.
You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, that he used to normally sleep and make Qiyamul Layl. But when he started the last 10 days or the last 10 nights of Ramadan, أحيا ليله كله, means he remained awake for the whole night during the last, in every night of the last
every
10
night.
Days
okay.
of Ramadan. And in the other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to dedicate himself more in the last 10 days of Ramadan.
Right.
Dedicate himself for ibadah and Qiyamul Layl more in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And she used to say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied his lower garment, his ma'zar, shadda mi'zarahu. The scholar said this shadda mi'zarahu, it refers to the fact that he became more active. during those last 10 nights of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. Some other scholars said, no, it means this, and it also means another thing, that the Prophet ﷺ kept away from women in the last 10 nights of Ramadan.
Right.
Why? Because he doesn't want to spend time in anything other than ibadah. And okay. It doesn't mean that it is not allowed to have the sexual relationship or yes. intimacy with your wives, but it means that spend, if you can avoid it, in order to dedicate yourself more for ibadah, that is better.
Of course.
And the scholars discussed this issue, whether the Prophet ﷺ used to remain awake, literally awake, for the whole night, from Isha until Fajr, throughout these nights. And some scholars said, yes, he used to remain awake because the hadith says, أَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ كُلَّهُ. He used to be awake for the whole night.
Yes.
Some other scholars, very few in fact, they said, no, he stayed awake most of his night. Whether this or that, we can say that if we can remain awake, especially, you know, these days, summer time, the night is very short.
Definitely, yes, it is.
Okay,
it's very
especially
short.
In the West. The night is very short. So if we can remain awake for the whole night, that will be excellent. The whole night means after Isha until Fajr.
Mm-hmm.
And we witnessed many of our scholars who used to be awake for the whole night. And by the way, the last 10 days of Ramadan, or the last, the last 10 days of Ramadan, they start from, as we said previously when we spoke about i'tikaf, they start from the Maghrib of the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
The Maghrib of 20th until the last day of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. So during those days, during those nights in particular, the person has to increase his ibadah.
For sure.
We will come and discuss, inshallah, the rulings of Qiyamul Layl
yes.
and the details of Qiyamul Layl. But if the person can increase his Qiyamul Layl and he can mix Qiyamul Layl with some types of dua, with recitation of the Quran,
okay.
with making istighfar, that is good. That Great. Is good, definitely.
Excellent.
And that, as we said, starts from the Maghrib of the 20th of
yes.
Ramadan.
MashaAllah. Dr. Hatham, you know, it's fascinating and really happy that I have this opportunity to work with you to find out this information, as it's been revealed to me, obviously, to the viewers as well. However, let's take me for another example. I'm in the last 10 days of Ramadan. What virtues can I have from this?
Yeah, as we said, that every single person can do this.
Mm.
Every single person can do this. Even if the person cannot do i'tikaf, you are. I think you are coming from that background, that
yes.
if I can't do i'tikaf, will I miss the opportunity of the last 10 days of Ramadan or
uh-huh.
the last 10 nights of Ramadan? No, you will not miss that opportunity.
Right.
Still, you can get that opportunity, provided that you increase your ibadah during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. You dedicate yourself on every night, as the Prophet ﷺ used to dedicate himself more for ibadah during these 10 nights.
Salah.
And I don't want you or the viewers to understand that if you do not do i'tikaf, then you are going to miss that opportunity. No, that is not true, because it has been revealed that Laylatul Qadr can be witnessed by those people who are not doing i'tikaf.
Right.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Laylatul Qadr," the one who observes Qiyamul Layl during the night of power, he will have all his previous sins forgiven. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make this special for those who make i'tikaf. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just made it open for everyone who can do or who can increase Qiyam al-Layl during those 10 nights. And as I said, it is not only prayer.
No.
If we can pray during these 10 days or these 10 nights, that is good. But if we cannot pray for the whole night, then we can mix up between prayer, we can add some dua, we can add some recitation of the Quran, even the, as some scholars said, giving sadaqah during these 10 nights will be one of the virtuous acts. And inshallah, we'll be, we hope that we have some episodes to speak about the importance of sadaqah during the month of Ramadan. So all of these types of ibadat that can be done.
Exactly.
And see, because you are talking about the West, and the people normally are busy and they have other commitments.
Of course.
If people can do i'tikaf, alhamdulillah, but if people cannot do i'tikaf, they should not make it so hard for themselves to do i'tikaf and to lose their families.
Of course.
Because I have seen some people who just do i'tikaf, look after themselves, but they neglect their families. They neglect their children. And you know, some people like to enjoy themselves more during the last 10 nights of Ramadan.
Mm.
And they used to hang around and go, etc.
Exactly.
This is not correct.
Of course.
Is not correct. Of course, we want to do ibadah, but the essential essential obligations, such as looking after the children and taking care of them, is something that we cannot neglect during the last 10 days of Ramadan.
Of course. Doctor, we're a bit pushed on time, so, you know, I'm trying to wrap it up as quick as I can. However, coming from the West, and I've lived in the East, so I have two opinions on, you know, what I've seen. In the West, I have seen exactly what you've said. And in the East, I've seen exactly the same, because people are not going on the straight path. They are going this way. They seem to interpret it how they want. They don't value what they've been given. And what message can you give?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, you are right. Sorry to cut you off.
No, definitely.
But in some Muslim countries, it is very sad to say this.
Definitely.
It is very sad to say that the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or the nights of Ramadan, are nights of celebrations.
Mm.
And the nights of fun, nights of going out. People, instead of spending the whole night in the masjid, they spend the whole night outside, hanging around, or in the markets, shopping centers, and so on. Or just watching TV. And unfortunately, most TV channels in Muslim countries, in particular, they put more attention to provide more plays, more films during the days of Ramadan. And in particular, some of them during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And as some people said, that we are waiting for Ramadan to see new films, new plays on TV. And this is very, very bad, very, very negative.
Incorrect.
It goes against the spirit of Ramadan and the philosophy
of
fasting in general.
Of course. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all back to the straight path, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us again in the studio today, Doctor.
Barakallah feek. Jazakallah khair.
Well, surely guys at home, inshallah, may Allah guide us to the correct path. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.